Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV post-match podcast after Liverpool lost 2-1 to Sevilla. Upcoming are my more detailed thoughts on the match, followed by the Jurgen Klopp press conference in full. Stay tuned for that one, of course, but first, here's me on that. Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have just lost in Fenway Park 2-1 to Sevilla in a game that's ultimately overshadowed by some just bafflingly brutal behaviour from their players. Yasser Larucci stretchered off. Obviously all of our hopes and prayers are with him at the moment that it isn't a serious injury, and it didn't look good at all. You watch the replays, the guy, Gagnon, absolutely hacks him, totally senseless. The young lad gets to his feet, can't stay stood up, collapses back to the floor in pain, and is ultimately stretched off. And look, it's hard to talk about the game. It was a bitty game of football anyway. There were a number of those challenges. Harry Wilson took an elbow to the face in the first half. Brutal is the word, and inevitably it's hard to talk about the football because the football suffered as a result. It wasn't free-flowing, it wasn't particularly exciting. Liverpool weren't absolutely at the peak of their powers today, and some of that will be to do with the weather and the heat and the tight turnaround from the Dortmund game, of course, but obviously Sevilla having a similar sort of schedule as well. But it looked like Sevilla wanted to bring the game down to a different level, and look, there's a learning curve involved in this. So many young players on the pitch for Liverpool, and I was encouraged to see how well they kept the heads. I think you can see the likes of Ryan Brewster. I think he's got a bit of edge to him, that lad. He doesn't back down from a fight or a challenge, and you know, he seems like the kind of lad in those kind of circumstances who's going to step up and be countered, not cowered away. And I think that was telling from the young lads. But what it led to was Liverpool maybe chasing the game a little bit more. You had, look, this phenomenal crowd that we've got here at Fenway Park tonight. I think the Reds wanted to give them the win, having gone one goal down, getting the equaliser through Divock Origi, which was a very smart, very switched on finish from him after Nat Phillips had won the initial header. There was a real opportunity to give something to the fans, give them that win. Liverpool yet to win at Fenway Park. Of course, I think this is the third attempt. And I wonder whether with a combination factor of trying to maybe do it for Larucci, trying to put one on Sevilla back, really maybe overcommitting, I don't know. Maybe the Liverpool side did lose their heads a bit, but when you haven't got the likes of the established front three on the pitch, Liverpool have got some quality throughout this team in both halves. Just kind of lacked it in the final third. Some good moments, certainly, to be fair. I think Ryan Kent trying his very best, particularly in the second half, created a decent cross into the box very late on. Brewster running around well, getting involved, getting to the right positions. Curtis Jones looked so smart on the ball, but because of the injury to Larucci, it meant Liverpool had to move things around. Adam Lewis moves back to left back, where he'd been playing in midfield up to that point. Kurt Jones moves from the right over to the left. It meant, again, disjointed because we had to move things around. And inevitably, it's a it's a pre-season game. It's not something that you can make harsh, hard and fast judgments on. Of course you can't, because that's the point. It's practice. It's an extended training exercise. You've always got to try and look at what the positives might be and what things you can take away from this. And they were there for Liverpool, certainly. But yeah, it was the choice. And it's unfortunate, the game, for the fans to see, because people have turned out in their droves to watch this. And look, maybe credit to Sevilla. You know, they weren't going to turn up and have it be a dog and pony show, but you'd always prefer to see teams do the talking on the pitch. You always prefer to see teams win with skill and guile and what have you. And look, as you can see from the goal that ultimately won it from Pozo, good build up play from Sevilla. You know, this is not a team of mugs by any stretch of the imagination. They've got the guile, they've got the players, they've got the talent to do it. But just whether the tone was set by the likes of Ever Banega in the first half, I don't know. Whether it was under instruction from the manager, we'll find out. The Sevilla press conference is coming up, Jürgen Klopp's press conference is coming up as well. I'm sure he will have a word or two to say about that. We'll have that for you a little bit later on. But disappointing. They're disappointing on so many levels, I think, because, as I say, the people who turned out in their droves today, the Liverpool fans, absolute diehard Reds, and it's nice for these guys to get that win so they can carry that memory with them, as opposed to, I got to see a Liverpool win. We all know how much that can mean. But, you know, they got to see the likes of Virgil van Dijk, Jordan Henderson, James Milner in action, and, you know, for me, the likes of Keanu Hoover, I thought, you know, we've seen some real promise from the young lads there. Very, very cultured, very composed at right back. Such a shame for Yasser Lerucci, because once again, looking a real threat from that left back position. Again, Adam Lewis getting game time. Could this be his opportunity to maybe nail down a place at left back? Because we're seeing him play in midfield rather than left. It looks like Lerucci has been preferenced in that regard as the understudy to Andy Robertson. So, yeah, plenty of talking points certainly from this game. I'm going to be doing a longer form version of this. I'll be chatting to either Chris or Ben a little bit later on the redmentv.com. Make sure you tune in for that, of course. But other than that, yeah, we're going to try and grab a few words with maybe some of the players if we can. If not, the Liverpool press conference will be coming up with Jürgen Klopp. Let us know your thoughts on anything by tweeting at the Redmen TV or in the comments section underneath. Cheers.
Yep, there you go. Next up, Jürgen Klopp. Obviously, a few interesting questions to be asked around the conduct of the Sevilla players in that. Strap yourselves in. Here's the gaffer.
Jürgen, obviously a lot of concern for Lerucci after he was stretching off tonight. What was your reaction to the challenge, and also any early indications to what damage has been done?
Not sure early in the season to create headlines with the things, saying the things I think about that situation. Let me say how the situation is with Yasser. Looks like he was lucky, but of course how it always is with these things, we have to wait a little bit. He couldn't keep on playing, so that's the first not so good sign, but in the dressing room it was okay. Similar it looks to Harry. Harry got the knock on his, what is it, jaw? Okay, and the finger in his eye. Oh, not too cool. Should be okay as well, but couldn't carry on as well. So that's the situation.
Do you like preseason games to be as competitive as that was tonight, or would you rather it was a case of just easing yourselves into action? It looked a bit feisty at times.
I would love to, pretty early in the season, that you write a story about these games without my headlines. Because whatever I say about it would be the headline of the game and would be a little bit, so we can talk about football, which was not too good. We could have done it much better. Probably, maybe, because of circumstances, probably different situations. But these things, in general, you know, not this game, but in general, you know, I don't like overly hard games, because I think the challenge is there to win the ball. It's the only reason. And there are rules and all stuff, but I don't want to say anything about this specific game now, because how is that? No headlines with Jürgen Klopp. And then go for it.
Chris?
I want to make holiday in Spain again.
Chris?
Yeah, of course, you saw the situation. Yeah, he hit him full throttle. And in that moment already, because a little bit different position where he hit him, then it's done. And if he, I think he rolls quite, yeah, he's a sports boy, so that was okay. Nothing happened there. So I don't know it 100%. It looks like he was lucky, but I don't know. I only spoke short to the dog, quick to the dog, and it was that's what he said. But we have to see.
Right. Don't
Can I ask whether you, we were watching the two teams come off at the end. Did you shake hands with one another, as anybody being in from their team, to apologise for their actions? Because
I shake hands with a lot of players who pass my way, the Sevilla players to pass my way, I shake hands, of course.
And has anybody apologised?
There's no reason for apologising. It's football. It's not like this, boys. I don't know exactly what the plan is today. We're writing about that. We lost 2-1. I hate that fact. I have to say, I really hate that fact. It's there are more important games in our history, hopefully, especially in the future. But I don't want to give you the impression that we lose 2-1. And I speak about things like overly hard challenges. So, how I said, write about this what you want. We can't speak about a football game. I think there was a lot. Happened a lot. What we can talk about. I know how much we need these games. I will know how much how difficult our situation is at the moment with missing an offensive line, plus two midfielders. Very important to bring the young boys. It's not fair to judge them in these circumstances. A lot of them train first time with us. Means it's very intense for them mentally and physically. Then you play Sevilla. In a game like this, with proper competitive, a competitive opponent, and you make the start in the game was brilliant. So our situation at the moment is like this. It's always a little bit. You have always one thing is good and the other thing is not so good. The high press is really good. There we are, good. So thank God they played football, we tried, we were there, was all good, jumped in the right moment. Midfield press is not so good in the moment because the distances are too big between our lines. Doesn't work really like that. Different reasons for that. I don't try to excuse that, but players train like 5-6 days, play in these circumstances, you have to push. We talk about 2-3 yards, so which gives us all the fine-tuned distances to do what we usually do. Now we have not.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We are too far away from each other, means that we jump still, last line too deep, midfield still jumping, first line too wide. And what's that? So midfield press is actually the easiest kind of press, to be honest, because it's a proper organization, you have enough organization, you have enough players. That didn't look too good. That was the moment when we gave Sevilla too much of the game. After Stahl, it was a situation when Ox was in a very good situation, first touch, brilliant, outplayed the first player, and Trent only has to overlap what he usually is doing. Obviously, he didn't feel it in that moment, was exhausted, whatever, done. Didn't do that. Ox was waiting for it. We lost the ball. That was the first chance for Sevilla. So they were in the game, and we, first time, a little bit like not so good. So, and that continued. It was completely okay, 1-1, how I said. That's absolutely the goal which we scored, which they scored. We changed, I think, 2 minutes before. We brought Ben in the half space, Ox on the wing. Yeah, it was the position of the 8 in that half space. Would be Ben in that moment. He was not there. Is he not used to it? Probably. Do I ask for too much? Not sure. But then it happened to it. And then they scored this wonderful goal. So that's how it happened. And we scored a goal. And second half was the second half with the red card and all that stuff. And then we tried with a lot of positions, a very young team. And then we get a counter-attack, which is actually pretty much defended in that moment. And then we hope that I don't even know the name of the player. I didn't have the name on his back. The very young kid who came on, he's running 100%. We are running 80%. And that's the lesson you get today. That's the lesson you get. For this is good. I still hate that we lost. I want us to make this mistake and they don't score, to be honest, because I can work with this mistake. That's cool. But we are here. We want a good atmosphere. We had a wonderful atmosphere. The people are here. They don't watch too many live games. I don't like us to look like we look then in these moments, to be honest. I want us to show our best face. But it's my problem, to be honest. It's my problem and not nobody else's problem. And so let's just carry on. I had these situations 500 times and obviously I don't get used to it. I'm a bit weird in this kind. So that's all good. I hope if nothing happens seriously to the boys, then we will work with that game. We will play the next game and against a strong opponent. I can't blame nobody for the opponents because I planned the preseason. So and then let's play in New York against Sporting, and then we have Napoli in Edinburgh. At least it will not be exactly as warm as it was today. That's for sure. I don't think the whole June was as warm as today in Scotland. So, and then we go on a training camp, which is unbelievably important. Three players back, four, Mo, Bobby, Ali, back from the tournament, should be fine. We will see how fit they are. They had the training program, and Nabi and Shaq hopefully as well. Oh, and then bum, bum, bum. You have a couple of days to prepare the first game, a couple of more days to play the second game, and that's how it is. That's the situation.
Okay. Well, next question is definitely here for the
bonus. My answers will stay that long.
How did you feel about the pitch?
Pitch was good.
In the environment, the people good. Who were like a local, that played like a local Liverpool, local here in Boston.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's nice. It's how we call it. It's our owner city. Gotcha. The owner city, but at least the club. So wonderful city, Boston. And I don't want to now that people in South Bend think I was very critical there with the pitch, and then the people said I said anything bad about the stadium. It's not right, or maybe it's my English, or I speak English and other people speak American English. I don't know what the difference is. I spoke about the pitch there. The stadium was wonderful, not as wonderful as Anfield, but. It's difficult to compare. And tonight it was brilliant. The pitch was really outstanding for the circumstance, because exactly the same circumstances. It's a baseball pitch underneath, and they put the grass on it, but they did have more opportunities to water the pitch, obviously. That's different to the football stadium, I think. That why it was brilliant. Atmosphere, really, really cool, and historical place. A historical place to have played. Fenway Park is just... It's a cool place, and we enjoyed it, apart from the result.
Last couple, okay, gentlemen, front row, then we'll go to the second
row. Mr. Ortega for the Pizarra. We saw that you tried to play short every goal kick, but then Sevilla saw that and started pressing up, and the players decided just to play long. Is that something that you practice, that an option that says, okay, if the other team tries to pressure that,
it's a normal. We try to play football, but we are not silly that we play always football when the other team creates a chance, creates a situation where they start pressing. It was at the beginning, was not too difficult. We all adapt still a little bit to the new rules that we get the center halves can stay in the box and stuff like that. It was okay. We had a new goalie in the goal, which in two situations at least, he could not know actually what we want there from him, and then. When they closed words down, then it was clear that Nate Phillips is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful player. But that's not is his absolute strength. So then we had to go long. That's how it is. And you fight for second balls. It's not a problem. That's football. The best football is always when you mix things like this up. You only have to know before what you do.
Okay.
we shoot a long ball and everybody thinks we play short, or the other way around, both makes no sense. So that was absolutely, beginning of the game, I was completely happy. When the boys felt intensity and Sevilla came a bit up, then it was equal, but they scored, and then that's it.
Okay, gentlemen in the black shirt, that's going to be the final question, unless there's a previous.
Sadio Mane, Roberto Firmino, and Mo Salah were away with their national teams. How are you coping with them arriving closer to game week one deadline, and how are you dealing with that now? Is it a problem? Are you going to be concerned? Do you have a timeline of when they'll be back, or will they be ready for game week one?
Oh, I thought I answered that in the first.
If you mean one, I didn't hear. Sadio Mane and Mo Salah.
We will see. So, how it always in life. Would I wish for a different situation? Would I wish to have my whole squad together from the first day? Yes. That happened last time, around about 12 years ago. So I'm used to that, so that players come back later and we have to do the specific things. But the first 2 weeks in a 4.5-5 week preseason, it's a 5 week preseason until the league starts, but a 4 week until the we have the first competitive game against Man City. You still have to do the physical work, but we are really in a hurry pretty much to do that, so we cannot look on the games we play. And again, I come back to that, I know that, I plan the training, I know what we did, I know we are tired, I still want to win. That's how it is, and that's it. We didn't do that. But the boys, when they come back, they should be that really short break. They should be quick, really quick fit, and then at least physically fit. And then we have to work together. That's how it is. It's not. I don't think it's pretty rare that you play the best football you ever played on the first match day. There's usually development during the season, but we want to have results from the first match, and that's what we are working on. We didn't change obviously a lot in the squad. Only we have in the moment. Involved, and Lallana tonight was not there, Nathaniel Klein wasn't there, so we missed like 6 to 8 players in this moment tonight. And then you fill it up with the kids, that's nice, that's cool, but it's hard for them as well. And so, no, I'm not concerned, but I know about the situation.
Okay. Final question.
I'm from Las Vegas, and we just wanted to thank you, obviously, for coming to the U.S.
Welcome.
What I'm curious about is, what is your reaction to the increased fan base here in the U.S.? Some people in the stands were saying just in 5 years' time, the difference from when you were here 5 years ago to when Liverpool came down.
No criticism, but I think don't stop increasing. We have a lot of space, we have a lot of, and not in the stadium actually, but we have on our website, we have a lot of news and all that stuff. If I would be a kid in the moment, to be 100% honest, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, which team you would support? There are not a lot of alternatives. Other clubs probably don't want to hear that, but that's how we see it at least. And so it's all good, of course, we love that. I think the game is ready to conquer. The game is ready to conquer US. So I think 2026, you have the World Cup again. Until then, I think the MLS will again make a big, big step. Women's football rules the world, pretty much, which is impressive. And you mentioned the number of people you have, the desire for sports in general. You have enough people for all the four big ones, at four probably, and plus soccer. And how is that? Will take a while until American clubs will be as big as Liverpool is, and as long as in between now and then, you're very welcome to be LFC supporter. Yeah. It's
maybe
a nice color on
maybe
top.
Maybe come to Las Vegas.
Maybe come to Las Vegas. Yeah, you have even ice hockey there, I heard about. That's funny, really funny. It felt today like we played in Las Vegas. It was as hot as it is there.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Everyone for listening. If you want more content around Liverpool's pre-season tour, head over to theredmentv.com. We've got exclusive interviews being released this week with the likes of Divock Origi, Jurgen Klopp, Genie Wijnaldum, Jordan Henderson, et al. It's completely free for the first month, so you can get involved with all of that content, see how it fits, and then if you want to subscribe, you can do for just £5 a month thereafter. Thanks, everyone. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.